Colossians week 1. Christ, the portion of the saints. Colossians chapter 1 verses 1 through 18. Day 4. Colossians 1, 12 and 13. Giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified you for a share of the allotted portion of the saints in the light, who delivered us out of the authority of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. Related verses. Acts 20:32. And now I commit you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you the inheritance among all those who have been sanctified. 1 Peter 2:9. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people acquired for a possession, so that you may tell out the virtues of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Ephesians 1:18. The eyes of your heart having been enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. 1 John 1:7. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from every sin. 2 Corinthians 3:18. But we all with unveiled face, beholding and reflecting like a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, even as from the Lord's Spirit. Psalms 89:15. Blessed are the people who know the joyful shout. They walk, O Jehovah, in the light of your countenance. John 1:4. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Galatians 6:15. For neither is circumcision anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creation is what matters. Portions from the footnotes. Colossians 1:12, note 1, referencing the word qualified. God the Father has qualified us by the redemption of God the Son and through the sanctification of God the Spirit for a share of the all-inclusive Christ, the very embodiment of the processed triune God as the allotted portion of the saints. Colossians 1:12, note 2, referencing the word allotted. This refers to the lot of the inheritance, as illustrated by the allotment of the good land of Canaan, given to the children of Israel for their inheritance. The New Testament believers' inheritance, their allotted portion, is not a physical land. It is the all-inclusive Christ. He is the allotted portion of the saints, as their divine inheritance for their enjoyment. Colossians 1:12, note 3, referencing the word light. Light here is in contrast to darkness in the next verse. When we were under Satan's authority, we were in darkness. But now we are in the kingdom of the Son of God's love, enjoying him in light. Portions from the life study messages. In Genesis 12, the blessing God promised to give Abraham was the land. In Galatians 3:14, Paul links the blessing of Abraham to the promise of the Spirit. This indicates that the promise of Abraham, the promise of the good land, is the Spirit. Hence, the Spirit is the good land. Christ is our portion, our lot, our everything, just as the land was all things to the children of Israel. The land provided whatever the children of Israel needed: milk, honey, water, cattle, grain, minerals. In writing this epistle, Paul employed the concept of the all-inclusive land in order to charge the misled Colossians not to take anything other than Christ himself. Anything that is not Christ is related to the authority of darkness, and we should not accept it. Rather, we should simply remain in the good land and not allow any foreign element to come in. Christ alone is our portion, and we should accept only what is of Him. The Father has qualified us not to inherit some heavenly mansion, but to have a share in Christ as the all-inclusive portion of the saints. We can boldly declare that Christ is our all-inclusive portion. Colossians 1:12 indicates that we partake of Christ as the portion of the saints in the light. The only way to partake of Christ and to enjoy Him is in the light. God and Christ are light. When we turn to the Lord and come into His presence, we are in the light and spontaneously begin to enjoy Him as our portion. Light is the presence of God. If we would be in light, we must turn to Him from within. Then His presence will become the shining light. In this way, Christ becomes the portion of the saints in a practical way. Furthermore, if we would fellowship with God, we must walk in the light. In many things, we may be able to pretend, but in this matter of enjoying Christ in the light, there is no room for pretense. You may deceive others, but you cannot deceive the Lord. He is too real, genuine, honest, and practical. We need to have more and more contact with the Lord. We need to read His word with an unveiled face and an open heart. As we fellowship with the Lord and follow the inner anointing, we shall experience Him as the life within us in a practical way. This life is the light. If we follow the inner anointing, we shall be in light. We are also brought into the light by fellowshipping with others in a genuine way. In fellowship, there is the shining of light. Moreover, we need to be in the church life and attend the meetings. For in the church and in the meetings, we are in the light. In the meetings of the church, we often have the sense deep within that we are in the light, enjoying Christ as our portion. All of these are means by which we may be in the light to enjoy Christ as the portion of the saints.